Okie dokie. Had to take a quick break there. My cat is destroying my bookshelf in front of me. She still is. What are you doing? Cut it out. So that's fun. The joys of being a pet owner. But yeah, I digress. We got the Titans and the Patriots next. So let's look at that. Looks like it was pretty even, actually. Time of possession, good amount of offense on each side. Patriots are red hot right now. But we got plenty of defensive production, so that was good to see for IDP. You know, we are starting to see some patterns here in regards to the Titans. We know when certain guys are out, other guys are going to come in. So this week we knew that we weren't getting Rashawn Evans, we weren't getting David Long, so that meant that we were going to get Monty Rice and we were going to get Jayon Brown. Problem is, Monty Rice hurt himself in this one about 32% of the way in, so there should be, theoretically, another linebacker of some kind. D. Roberson, looks like that's the person. That's Derek Roberson. So I don't know. We're really getting far down the rabbit hole here. That's like LB5 on the team, so I don't even know if we want to screw with this, to be honest with you. And that could just be like an outside linebacker, too. I don't even know. I know I don't want to mess with it. I know that much. If Monty Rice is not good to go next week, I would trust Jayon Brown, and that's it. That's assuming that Evans and Long can't go again for the third week in the row. If we get Evans and Long back, it'll be Long as the best option, and then probably Jayon Brown as the other option. But it's certainly a mess, and it's something that's going to be kind of in flux probably through the fantasy playoffs, because that's what we've seen all season. So I don't think it's going to change now, but it's unfortunate because there's two good inside linebacker slots here if we can find them. It's just been a royal pain in the ass finding them. So we'll keep trying. We will keep trying. But all right, let's start with the Titans. Lead producer Kevin Byard, monster game. 12 combined tackles, 9 of them solo, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss, and 98% of snaps played. Mr. Byard looking good. Jayon Brown, good game, 8 combined tackles and a pass defense. Let's see, Jayon saw 100% of snaps. That looks normal. You know, he'll probably go backwards when David Long comes back. Probably play that, like, traditional Rashawn Evans role, like 65-70% of snaps. But Brown seems pretty solid at the moment for some kind of good role heading forward. Jeffrey Simmons, decent game, 6 combined tackles. Monty Hooker, 5 combined tackles. Not great, but acceptable. Derek Roberson may be that, like, LB5 guy. I don't want to touch that, though. That feels super dangerous. On the corner side of things, I don't think... No, we did. We got Jackrabbit back this week. So Jackrabbit led the way, 90% of snaps. Christian Fulton, never mind. Christian Fulton led the way, 100% of snaps. Jackrabbit, 90% of snaps. Elijah Molden, 68% of snaps. And yeah, there must have been some injuries here. But traditionally, Jackrabbit's the best option playing time-wise. Elijah Molden's been the most productive option, but his playing time's been kind of trash the last couple weeks, so we can't really trust it. But it's good to see Jackrabbit back at least. Okay, other production, not much. Guys that let us down, Harold Landry, Janoris Jenkins. Christian Fulton had an acceptable day. This was not the greatest matchup to begin with. The Patriots' passing attack, even though it was really good this week, is traditionally not their strength. They like to run and play defense and force other people to make mistakes, not throw for 310 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's definitely out of character, but hey, it's Belichick. You never know. But yeah, a couple guys let us down this week. Nothing crazy, though. We got a good Jayon Brown game. We got a good Kevin Byard game. We got a good Jeffrey Simmons game. So that's really all that matters, big picture. Harold Landry is a boomer bust guy. He'll be better in other weeks. And I'm sure Amani Hooker is capable of a better game than that. He was in for 98% of snaps, so he should, you know, do better going forward as well. On the playing time side of things, yeah, Monty Rice is the one that sticks out, just 32% of snaps. And, you know, that's injury. So let's see what's going on with that. Let's check that real quick. Okay, I can't find anything on Monty Rice here. It's too early in the week. We'll just have to keep an eye on it as things go. But we know the deal here. We know the four guys, and we know the basic order of things. So if Monty Rice can't go, and Rashawn Evans can't go, and David Long can't go, there'll be some other dude we'd never heard of. It might be that Roberson guy. I don't know. Check with local Tennessee beat writers before kickoff. Regardless, I'm not touching it. We're too far down the rabbit hole to go screwing around with that, especially this close to playoffs. So if it's not one of the known quantities, I'm not going to mess with it. But yep, so we're definitely monitoring that. Beyond that, the playing time looks pretty much normal here. Yeah, it does stink seeing Elijah Molden down as corner three. And it's a little weird seeing Jackrabbit as corner two. But who knows? That just might be a one-week thing. We'll have to see what next week brings. But yep, that is the Titans. Not a lot of movement besides the inside linebacker shenanigans. On the Patriots, you know, different week, same story. The usual suspects, all like two or three of them did their thing. And then beyond that, you know, just throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. So Juwan Bentley led the way this week. 10 combined tackles, 5 of them solo and a sack. After everyone raced out to the waiver wire to get Kyle Van Noy, it was Juwan Bentley leading the way with all inside linebacker snaps at 87% and having the best box score of all inside linebackers because, of course, it was. This is why I told everyone to stay away from Kyle Van Noy. It's a different guy every week, unless their names are Kyle Duggar, Matt Judon most weeks, and J.C. Jackson most weeks. Beyond that, it's going to be different dudes every week. Speaking of Kyle Duggar, another great game. 9 combined tackles, 6 of them solo. Mr. Duggar was in for 86% of snaps, which I believe is his highest snap share of the year. So that's really good to see. It looks like they hopefully are putting a little more trust in him. But, you know, this is Belichick. This is the Patriots. He could see, you know, 20% of snaps next week, and it would not shock me at all. Devon Godshaw, huge week. We could probably ignore that. 78% of snaps, which is really nice, but I haven't said his name too many times this year. Adrian Phillips, another good game, acceptable game. 7 combined tackles, only 2 of them solo, though, and Mr. Phillips was in for 70% of snaps, so that's about normal. Matt Judon landed a sack, therefore he had a good week. Devin McCourty had a decent game in the box score. He usually plays the most every week of all players for the Patriots on defense. 94% of snaps. That was true again this week. Kyle Van Noy, 5 combined tackles this week, just 1 of them solo, and 3 pass defense. So if you have a league that scores pass defense correctly, he had a pretty good game. If you don't, he gave you almost nothing, just 1 solo tackle and a couple assists, you know. So it really depends on your league on how he did. In my leagues, he did pretty good. So that's 2 and 4, 6 and 9, 15 points. That ain't bad. It's not the 40 he put up the week before, but anyone that was expecting that again has never seen Patriots IDP production before. Okay, heading down from there. J.C. Jackson landed another pick. Man, he is just excellent. And then we got a bunch of guys that no one really cares about. Jalen Mills had an acceptable game with 2 pass defense and 2 solo tackles. Once again, if your league scores pass defense correctly, he was in for 84% of snaps, which is strange because he saw the most corner snaps and J.C. Jackson saw the second most at 75%. I just don't get that. I just don't understand that. You've got probably, you know, easily one of the top 5 most talented corners in the league right now. I'd say top 3. You know, I'd put J.C. Jackson up there with anyone. You know, Kenny Moore, Bradbury, Carlton Davis when he's healthy, Marlon Humphrey. You know, Trayvon is great. I like Trayvon, but he does get torched a lot. So real football, he's not as good as IDP. But I don't know, J.C. Jackson is great at real football, and he's productive for IDP. And somehow we only see 75% of snaps a week, like tops. It just makes no sense to me. Like, same thing with Duggar. These two are so good. Why wouldn't you have them out there all the time? I just don't get it. It's so strange. But it's normal. Nothing's changed there. Yeah, no waiver wire moves. I'm not going to tell you to go get Juwan Bentley because it's just as likely not to be Juwan Bentley next week as the inside linebacker that blows up. It could be any of these guys. It could be Hightower. It could be Van Noy. It could be Bentley. Could be any of them. So we just don't know. So it's not really worth chasing down. Is that to say that there aren't leagues that he's worth playing in? I mean, sure, there are. Deep enough league, IDP flex spot, stab in the dark, 32-team single copy. Absolutely, he's going to get played. Just in most places, it's not worth chasing down. But, yep, same thing, different week for the Patriots. The guys that we know are good continue to be good. And then after that, it's just all sporadic and random and who the hell knows. But that is the Patriots, and that was the Titans.